Retro Mob, Pressure Squad, TSB.
Watch it.
The little voice in my head know the lyrics better than I do. Everything quick like a drive-thru. They ask me if I love my life, I tell them I do. And it's because of my pigment, and it's always been. And all they do is speak gibberish, and then they make a trend. I'm sitting reading collected whispers, then I make my sin. Defeat may hurt inside your slippers, it's like time misspent. Getting hit, sitting at counters, it's like 5 times 10. Got a call from Uncle Sam, he told me, pay up your rent.
Ow, ow. Yo, damn, we got music.
What it do? Oh. Man, what up with y'all niggas, man? I'm about to turn the music off the phone. Oh, do I have my speaker on?
I'm touching
here. No, I don't have a speaker on me, so I'm gonna play it off my phone today. What y'all doing? And what y'all doing, man? How y'all is?
Yo, yo, yo.
How y'all black and white people living? I hope it's white people that listen to us. I was actually thinking the other day, you know what I said? Besides you, I said I would really like some white allies that like I could kick it with. I don't know why I thought that shit, bruh, but I was like, you know,
it'd be nice.
It'd be nice, you know. Just, a white dude, a white girl, they cool. What's up, yo?
Just to confirm all my theories, too. Like, because he can't confirm too many because you lived in a black household way too long.
Yeah, he can't, definitely.
You're definitely already brainwashed.
Yeah, he can't. He's already a Negro in mind.
But, yeah, this is like... what were we talking about?
White allies.
Like, shit. Sure. I don't know. I'm trying to think if I ever had. My mom used to tell me one of my first real close friends was white.
A white girl or a white boy?
She was white. Well, my stepfather had these, you know, he got a brother named Billy.
Uh huh. Of course.
Or is his name Bob? I don't know. His name is something white. And white. I really feel like it might be Billy. Mm-hmm. Damn, I feel bad for not knowing his name. But
if you hear this, you're gonna be fucked up.
Damn.
Sorry, Billy or Bob. she remember you though, cause you were still her first friend.
Right,
so.
Like shit. Remember you, your daughter, your
all
wife,
them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody.
He had a fucking ferret.
Oh, you definitely remember ferret. That nigga. That's some small details right there.
Fucking ferret. He made my little brother want a ferret so fucking bad, bruh. Those things are too creepy for me. They like
them?
Long rats. Hell fucking no, bro. Have I ever told you about the time a frog fell on my head? We had a pet fucking frog.
Bruh,
we had a
that
pet
just
frog.
Disgusting.
Look, we lived beside. All right, if you. Ew. Well, you. All right, it's been a long time since I lived over there. Not really, but it was a pond, like in between, like a little creek, a little bit, like one of them little water sewers, and it's like in between two streets type shit, like that little fake shit. Frogs was in there. A frog went from there, hopped up the street somewhere, blah blah, and it got in my house, right? My brothers begged my mother to keep the shit. I think she was kind with it too, low key. And so we had a fucking pet frog. Like legit had a pet
in the
frog
crib.
In the crib.
Nope.
In my fish tank. My fish tank. I didn't even want this shit, but we had to keep it in my fish tank. My
you,
fish tank
you
was cool as shit.
If you did it.
My fish tank was cool as shit, though. I ain't gonna hold you. You had the little colorful rocks in the bottom. It lit up a little bit.
That's why I put them in there.
But, alright, so it was on this little thing. My fish tank wasn't plugged up. It was on a bookshelf all the way at the top. I think I got, like, caught in the cord or something trying to get the remote from behind the bookshelf. My brothers, they was petty like that. Like, we really have hid the remote from each other. And then fucking forget that we even hid the fucking remote. So, we...
Nobody know where it's at.
Right, so...
Wow.
I'm looking for the remote. Found it. As soon as I find it, the fucking turn up a little bit. The fucking fish tank falls on my head. All the stinky water, all that, like, and the frog. It was on. I felt it fall on my head, and then that shit just rolled away. Like, so I'm like, oh, it fell on my head. Everybody just like, where the frog at?
Nigga,
I'm like,
that.
Why the fuck y'all? My head, I almost drowned backwards or something like that, I think.
Yeah, and a fucking frog
like,
touched my head, nigga.
Like a frog. Like a dirty frog at that, because...
That nigga was in that dirty ass tank.
Like, who... We don't even know where the fuck we got the joint from. Crazy.
Mm-mm.
My brother got a turtle to this day. I found that joint, though.
Got a turtle?
Yeah, I found that joint outside of Family Dollar. Yeah, you didn't follow me on Instagram at that time, but I posted on Instagram.
Really? What was that?
What? Where? Copyrights? When?
Not where. When?
Beginning of 2019.
Was he in
college?
Did y'all know each other?
I met my best friend.
Hey, you, oh, you tough.
I met my my best friend in June, the last week of June type shit. Yeah, I only know this because some shoes came out, and I remember I ain't had nobody go to the mall with me to go to the joint. Yeah, so and I like it was hot. It was just so much going on.
June 2019, man.
Yeah.
I have a break for her.
Yeah, the oldest friend I have is my twin. My twin, I knew her from since kindergarten. We lost contact.
That's why she's finna kill me.
Yeah. Lost contact probably when did we lose contact? Like middle of elementary school or something like that?
Yeah.
We text a little bit in high school, but after I graduated, because she graduated a year after me.
What year you graduated?
2016.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so we linked back up around her prom time type shit.
Oh, all right. The year, 1 year out for you
Yeah, we've been like, yeah. we're locked in. Like, that's my sister for real. Low key. She's go on my lawyer. So she hit my ass, say that's my sister, low key.
She's gonna be like, what?
Don't fucking play with me.
Low key.
Ain't shit low key about this shit. But yeah. Now I have endless fucking brothers. Damn.
You already know.
I really feel like I'm the only girl now, for real, more than ever. Yeah, well, no, not really now, because everybody bring they joints somewhere. At first, I felt like. Yeah.
I mean, when we go out and shit.
Yeah, and then boom. Oh, God.
Ah, you funny. But.
And then boom.
But see.
I mean, it's cute. Everybody cute. I hope everybody think it's cute when I pop out with mine.
Yeah. I hope.
Nah. Don't make me itch, man. Don't make me itch.
Hey, man, you said it.
Don't make me itch.
You said it, son.
I got boyfriends in the cup.
Oh, shit.
My dreams.
She said Mr. Nobody.
I got boyfriends that I don't know I'm their girlfriend.
Oh, one of them type.
Damn, I used to be scared to flirt with, for like a good little minute, I was scared to flirt with people on Instagram because I would always get the dudes that give off stalker vibes.
Nah.
Like big, I'm not about to show you, I got a text with his name. big stupid like stalker vibes. Like, I feel like it's weird if I don't respond. I give you three messages.
Nah,
three messages with no response is cool, but anything after that, like,
with the 7-8,
why'd you think I was gonna respond after that? I can get if I really, I don't know if any other girls like this, but I think it's like cooler if you do it this way. If you just like comment on something, like one of the word post type shit. Like, now I'm sorry, what they call
that's whack.
No, what?
Comment on the fucking text.
That's not text, shot. But like.
Is that too loud?
I don't know. We gotta turn this off. He decides he wants to watch the mog. Oh, go. I'm sorry. Tape skip. Listen to. Go watch on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
The vlog. Work day, episode one.
First work day.
Pressure Mod. Retro Mod Pressure Squad. Look, I'm still new to this. Don't.
Yeah, don't. Nigga, Pressure Squad, Retro Mod. TSB, Left Lane, OTB, that's not the Global
whole title. Wait, those not. That's not the whole title, though.
It's not.
They about to go to YouTube and type all that shit.
Oh, no. It's only Workday, episode one. That's all you got to type in.
Retro Mod Pressure Squad is the channel. Yeah. Subscribe. To see us in real life.
Yeah, you don't see our faces like that for
you it. Might one day.
Probably. Maybe.
Probably. Maybe. I don't know, man.
I might MF Doom it. Y'all niggas might never see my face. Oh, wait. My face on the cover now.
That's the only face y'all see is on the cover. Maybe I can use the our voice, this on the background, and then put the what's name, and then have the mouth moving like this.
Oh, I see what you're talking about.
I need
about.
To learn how to edit, like how cool people be editing. Because I'm just I
learned how to edit cartoons saying what I want them to say. Like, I could do, you know how, you ever see me do the cartoons when I make them, I put it over my lyrics type shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. I could do that, but not regular people. You gotta watch the shit out of that.
But I feel like a picture part easy, because you just put in a moving mouth on it.
Yeah.
And it only have to be a moving mouth. It can really just go like chop, 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 chop. Chop.
Bop, bop, bop.
All right, but yeah. Shit. Can you be a good liar? Can you be a good thief if you're not a good liar?
Save that, bro. You know what we gotta talk about, bro.
Oh, OJ. Doom Patrol. Do y'all watch Doom Patrol? Who watched Doom Patrol? It's a little, it's not old, but it's like, we a little late. Like, a little smidgy late.
We only a smidgy late because of the whole COVID.
No, but the girl who played Jane, real quick, the girl who got to play Jane, she was in Orange is the New Black. When she was doing Orange is the New Black, she got deported.
Fool, are you
and
serious?
She was in jail for a little bit and all that, and then she got out and then started doing Doom Patrol.
She OC. Oh, I really like her dad, bro.
She is Colombian. I almost thought she was white.
Why she go to jail?
She got deported. They thought she was here illegally.
So she was?
That's the only reason you get deported, right? I'm saying,
but you don't go to jail if you get deported, do you?
Have you not seen no shows about, like, you never, like, I watched this show called, it was a show about, about a family who had to take care of each other because their family got deported. And when they got deported, they put them in this big, dirty-ass facility where they literally just sit in a cage.
What?
It's weird. You gotta think about police mindset off of one. This is motherfuckers that are trained to like think like, oh, you don't belong here, you really don't belong here, and then once you're out of America, I can really do whatever the fuck I want to do. And that's how they be treating people.
Jeez.
They was wildin', like they really separate the kids and the parents and like
that shit is wild, man.
The husbands and the wives, like everybody literally being separated in the little cages, like
right.
It's like if somebody took your high school gym type shit and put barbed wire to split it up type shit. That's what it looked like.
That's wicked. I'm not gonna hold you.
Wild as shit. But okay, no control.
Yeah, we get to talking about the Colombian drug ring and shit.
Oh my god.
Go ahead.
But Doom Patrol.
Y'all niggas need to get hip if you're not hip for real.
Because if you're not gonna get hip, you about to get hip right now. Because right now, we're completely done. And
alert, nigga. Spoiler alert.
He's ready
alert.
To just spill it off. Because.
So.
Why the fuck? Who?
I just finished, yo. And.
Who I did was it to give Jane 64 personalities.
That's the comic canon.
But they still wrote it. You acting like somebody still ain't write it. Yeah,
you gotta put that in there.
Like
you
that.
Gotta put that in there.
But
oh, you talking about who thought of the idea at first?
And then the show don't even show you 64, and I'm really curious.
Nah, they only show like 20.
First of all, I feel like the breakdown video we watched.
Yeah,
comic. Yeah, if you want to talk about Jane and then talk about her powers, we need you to break down all 64
of the motherfucking powers
and personalities. Like,
that's a fact.
Like, if you're not gonna take the time to think of every 64, why the fuck did you give her 64?
Why'd you do that? What was the point?
Why even get motherfuckers excited for shit like that? Like,
why would you say 64 if you're only gonna show like 15?
But that shit's tough. She could be the greatest superhero ever if she was mentally yeah, she, ready for that. She weak. I ain't even gonna say mentally right. If she was just mentally ready for that. If she was, yeah,
she's not even weak.
She could have had a hero complex. Like a real big hero complex, but everybody in her head is just focused on the one little girl they know they need to take care of.
Right.
Like,
she could
fuck everybody outside.
She could be
head.
Like, she could be like, man, I'm a oh, that's a good, that was a cool way to end it. I didn't know you ended it like that.
I didn't know I ended it like that.
YouTube just turned on bingo, nigga. But yeah, I feel like she could be the best one on there.
Could be, not for real. Everything wise, like she could have been the one. She could have been Doom Patrol by herself.
Oh, see, she could be the whole team by her dolo.
By herself,
she could be the whole team.
She has a team. She got like 7 teams in her head right now.
Bro, what's 60? Bro,
she can be the fucking hero and the villain.
Bro, what's 64 divided by?
How many we met already? We met like 12.
Nah. Divided by how many teams? I guess.
How what make up a team? Like 4 or 5.
All right, you could say 64 divided by 4.
Yeah.
16 teams.
She's made up of 16 teams. And half of those, 8 of those teams is going to be villains. And then 8 of those teams is going
to
be
heroes.
That's
old, and that's OC. That would be an OC show to me.
No, for real. That. And she's one hell of a fucking actress.
But that's what I was saying almost, the whole time.
Almost.
Nah, bro.
Almost. I only say almost because I really feel like to take it, if they would have really took it one step further and they didn't have different faces in her head.
Oh, but that's just editing.
Yeah, I mean.
Think about it. How many times? Now, they probably could do it, but not in that many shots. Because
yeah,
think about how many times they was all
she has to get
in...
into all those characters still. And that's what I'm saying. That would push her fucking, what's her name, way further. Because we see her act like Baby Doll and fucking... What's the other joint? The bald head joint and the black girl.
Hammerhead, Driller Bill.
But it's like some people I want to see like actually have a voice.
Oh, I see what
the
you're saying.
The fire joint.
She don't talk. She ain't never talk.
Because she's not her purpose.
Face
look,
ass.
Fuck that shit,
bro. Yeah, though.
Oh,
but.
Like, that's probably the thing I hate most about having a balcony. Because now we're really about to have weird ass
fool.
Bugs.
Fool, I swear to God, one time I was over this joint, right? I woke up, stayed over here. Woke up, I was like, I'm gonna just get some outside real quick.
You went outside?
No, I didn't even make it outside. Fucking, it was 2 bees.
Oh, they don't have stingers.
I don't care. I don't fuck with none of them. And no, that side it was 2 bumblebees, the little fat boys, right? Just doing this. Then I said, okay, I might go stand over there. 2 wasps. It's just flying around.
Oh, fuck no. I ain't
hovering.
Seen a wasp last time.
Nah, so I don't.
When I start my garden, I need a week.
Where are you
I think,
starting the garden at?
I'm going to give me a little shelf thingy. I'm starting
oh,
garden.
Oh, like that. I was about to say, what you doing, yo?
I don't know. Maybe I got to get a, I think we talked about this last time. I'm going to get the fly trap joint. I'm going to grow one of those. I want to see how that joint really grows.
No, it worked. Oh, see, my father.
I know it worked. But I just want to see how that motherfucker grow. Like,
oh, you talking about the Venus fly trap?
Yeah.
Like the plant?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you was talking about like a little.
Oh, no. I want a plant.
Yeah, that's
actually
going to take long to
it
grow.
It is
going to
take long. But so I'm going to put some grown ones already in there. And I want to grow something.
You can buy them grown already?
Yeah, they sell them at Dollar Tree. My mom has some.
Venus fly, a plant?
Yeah.
Wait, what am I? I'm thinking about the shit off
it's,
Mario.
I look, so they.
Don't
they,
mind me.
They like, it's picture of an eyelid, and it's like this. And it really got things that go like. And they open up like this, and then.
Oh, it is that then. That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, and go. You probably trying to picture it like off of Harley Quinn. It don't look like that.
All right, that's my last recent idea of what that is. Okay.
Please. But I think that is what he is. So I think he might be a fly trap. I thought he always.
Who?
The dude. What's her name off of Harley Quinn? Oh my God.
Ivy?
So Doom Patrol. Cliff.
Oh, yeah. My nigga. All right, so look.
Cliff.
My
He's cool. He's so cool.
Cliff is my favorite character. Because it's like,
he could be the most useless person. Like, he really could be.
Yeah, but he's not.
Yeah, like, he I feel like it's what holds the team.
He's the realest one. Like, he's the realest one.
If Cliff wasn't, if they didn't put the robot, his brain in that robot, yeah, they still all just be doing whatever the fuck they want to do. Like, OC, not helping shit. Like, I mean, yeah, they wouldn't have swallowed the whole town up and
probably not
all the extra shit. But what? Oh, no. Scratch all that shit. First of all, Mr. Nobody was coming regardless if Cliff has been putting that body or not.
Facts.
So when they would have been fucking clueless if they ain't had fucking Cliff.
Yeah.
They would have been clueless as shit. Cliff makes the show.
Yes, bro.
Pretty point blank.
Cliff and Jane make the show. Everybody else falls in line.
Yep.
Because Jane has a whole story herself. She has a whole storyline.
Whole story.
On her own.
She's half the show. Like,
OC, half of the scene.
Half the show, they talk about what? Something in Jane's head.
Well, yeah.
But because in real life, that's his second daughter.
Like, Chief?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, when y'all...
Only because of baby doll.
Yes. Yes, that's what I was saying. I swear I was saying that.
They he
was
too like, close.
When he said Jane was like a daughter to me, I said, nigga, that's baby only because of baby doll, fool.
Baby doll is like a daughter to you.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Jane, not a daughter
to me? And that's then? Like, saying that is like saying all her personalities feel the same thing. And they don't.
And they do not.
They don't. Like, Amberhead, against each Amberhead other like
don't
shit.
Fuck with nobody but Jane. I mean, but...
No, she don't fuck with nobody but Kay.
Yeah.
Kay is, that's it. Rita could be so cool.
All right, I like Rita's character development. She started getting good.
She said, again, threw that little ugly ass arm out. She really trying. I think that's what makes her character like so. I mean, she tries and she tries so hard, and then she just give up.
Yeah.
Then she just give up.
She be like, all right, I'm gonna do it.
I don't know if anybody else does this, but I really be rooting for motherfuckers to just give up. Like, nah, just give up.
It depends on who it is.
Yeah, but Rita is like, I get happy when she give up every
for
time.
For real?
Not every time. It'd be like, I don't know. It just, I like getting angry at people. Like,
I feel for Rita,
I like getting
side.
Angry at shows. I like really getting into shows so much that they make me angry. So,
I
like,
feel you.
Every time Rita... All right, so I be expecting her to give up. And then there's times when she don't give up and she just be trying stupid shit.
Yeah, dumb
like,
shit.
Like, no, give up that.
Yeah, okay. I get what you're saying. Don't do the dumb shit.
Like, she said, I'm going to be Gertrude. Bitch.
What?
It's not going to work. No, stay nah. Rita. Figure out a new persona for Rita because
no,
Gertrude.
Her name is Gertrude.
Gertrude, not it. That's why your mother ain't want you to keep that name.
That's true.
She said no.
They named her that though. What the hell?
Maybe it was a father's family name or something. It had to been because
Gertrude Cramps.
The way the daughter, the mother was just like rubbing. Say your stage name.
Oh yeah.
She was really about to sit there and say Gertrude.
My name's Gertrude. Yo,
she
I
said,
will
no, say your stage name.
Don't say that bullshit.
What the fuck?
You say that.
You will go nowhere in life if you use that
if
name.
You tell somebody your name is Gertrude, no one will ever respect you.
Ew, that is ugly ass name.
Yes,
and
it is.
Sad.
And if you are a listener named Gertrude.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we are sorry, but your
that
parents
you,
definitely
your parents
set you
stupid.
Up. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Not stupid. Yeah, no, they stupid.
No, yeah. No, they set you up. But, yeah, I just finished the last episode, and so...
I wish that dude wasn't gay.
Larry?
Yeah, because it just, like... It makes sense, but it seems so forced.
It's forced because of the show. Just like when Cliff's daughter was pregnant. They did
no,
that on
that
their
was
own.
Not forced. That was not forced. That was...
No, not him the pregnancy, being... not the pregnancy, her being gay is what I'm thinking. That's what I'm saying is forced. You know how every show now has to have the gay quota. So they going to make Larry gay for the whole show and
it
then put
been
her in.
Rita. I would have loved for Rita to be ashamed of being gay. Oh my God, I would have loved that. And if that was the reason her face was going like that, not her mom's a whore.
Her mom's just a whore.
I don't like that.
Everybody's mom was a whore in the 50s.
Yeah,
maybe.
But I don't like that. I'd rather it would have been her being gay.
Yeah, but...
I want, like, I don't know. It's for her, for some reason, I want her and Larry's tribulations to switch. Yeah, or something.
Man,
I don't
let
know.
Let me see. Let me see. Let's think of... If so, you saying if
I don't
Rita
know what
had
Larry other thing could have been though. I kind of want him to be who Cliff was type shit.
Larry? That's what he looks like.
Yeah, like he was a Cliff.
He looked
Why
like...
Why they make him gay?
I just told you they gotta have a gay quota, fool.
I'm not gonna say I hate it, because some shows, they do it well.
Some shows be forcing like a mug, bro. I'm not...
And Lucifer is bisexual.
But see,
but he is, it's not overwhelming. Like, I could have been without seeing Larry kiss that man
100,000 times in a fucking same dream that he kept trying to say, what are you trying to... My goodness.
Because it's confusing. They're making it, it kind of made me think the negative spirit was the boyfriend.
I thought that at first too. When they was in the truck,
it's so forced, like, and pushed upon. Like, yeah. You're making me confuse the details that you're not trying to.
Yeah, you're trying to portray certain details, but you're confusing
too much. Like, yeah. Nothing in the beginning. None of his gay scenes made sense in the beginning until we got to the end where his family disowned him and his son was so upset and all this extra shit. It didn't make sense until then. Like, it didn't fit into the show until that happened.
That point, and that's
and then even I was just like, what the fuck? Who we supposed to love now?
The Doom Patrol.
No.
You heard him say that. Cliff, he said,
cause it's just
Cliff,
like,
said, I got family. He said, then what are we?
Now his ties to Earth is really cut, and it's like, why you just stand for the Doom Patrol? Y'all don't do shit,
Larry,
but fail.
Nigga, because it's called character development. Season 3, I bet you they about to OC Hammett. They about to get tough. Cliff about to do his upgrades before the Chief die, because the Chief not going to die, because Dorothy going to defeat Candles.
They should, I don't know, if he don't get back to regular face, I'm sick of the bandages. It was cool at first.
Bandages ain't going nowhere.
I think they stink.
That's canon too.
I think his bandages stink.
Nigga, that's canon too.
They gonna make him some clear ones. They gonna make him some clear bandages. Ew, that'd be so nasty.
What? Why would I want to look at that? What?
He looked like somebody blended up his body and then put it back together in a Ziploc bag.
Shit. Ooh, it's falling. Like, nah, bro, I'm good looking at the dirty white sheets. I'm cool in the sunglasses. I'm all
right.
Like, you had to think, like, in that last...
For one day.
In that last scene, we
I
just seen
see
him. Remember he was talking to Jane through the jump?
Yeah.
And she was like, Arkansas. I was like, jeez, Larry, I forgot what you... Because anytime
That's
they...
So, it's just so much. At least they should at least make him a watch so he can just go, like, and it wrap his whole body, so
but
he don't have to do that.
But that's
day.
What the she. That's what we were saying, about the lady who came. That's the same.
I don't think. All right. So, okay, it might be possible for him to do it the same way she did it, but
he got a train. He's being a bitch.
It also might. I think it's gonna be completely different for him because he was in a physical accident.
But listen,
like,
it's.
He not gonna get his face back. Like, I know.
No.
I get that.
Her face and all that shit.
It's cause she didn't.
It's cause she didn't. Yeah, she didn't get a burn.
Yeah.
All that shit not coming back. I'm saying in terms
of just using the thing. While
he could go like this. Like she did, and be up.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro. That's.
I mean, I don't know. That's so weird.
Think about it, bro. If Larry learned how to master that shit while being in the bandages, I mean, like, think about it. He's still radiation. He's still like radiation when he got the bandages on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when negative spirit gone, he still got the bandage. I mean, he's still radiation. He still can kill people with his radiation. So when negative spirit gone, then you control it. That's what I mean. Like,
yeah.
He could do it like that.
You think negative spirit gonna disappear? No, I think they just gonna blend in together. He ain't gonna leave. They gotta coexist together.
No, I'm just saying when he like release him. When he said negative spirit release. And then he dip.
That nigga
actually, negative spirit is the toughest nigga in the show.
Yeah.
Not Larry.
Larry is a... Not even because it's because he's gay. He's not a terrible character because he's gay. He's a terrible character because all he does is He whines almost as much as Cyborg. Cyborg is a bitch. Period, point blank.
Oh my
Cyborg
god.
Is a blitz. A bit. Oh, I said a glitch. Oh my god. He making me glitch.
Oh my god.
Cyborg is a bitch. Like, that man is just pointless to the whole entire. His storyline don't make sense. Like,
first of all, no, his storyline is the same as the comics book Cyborg.
I'm talking about to the Doom Patrol story. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. And how they try. The only way that it makes sense is that Miles Calder is a shitty scientist and his father is a good scientist.
Oh, you
and
know
they don't
what?
Like each other.
I lied. So our next season is going to start when I finish Titans.
Okay.
When I finish Titans, because then we can open up with that.
I ain't gonna hold y'all niggas, man. Yeah, go watch the Titans. I'm gonna finish it too. I'm on episode 7. So.
I mean, but you on season 2, right?
Yeah.
So by the time I finish it, I probably already found some breakdowns and some other shit.
New Rockstar's got breakdowns on that jump.
Did you watch them already?
Nah, I ain't
watched
them.
Don't watch them until I'm finished. I got you. Don't watch them until I'm finished. So
can I at least watch like a first episode? Like the first couple episodes? Because I'm like,
no, I'm not of the season. You can finish the season because I'm gonna finish both seasons.
Finish it.
I'm talking about don't watch the breakdown. So you have something to refresh your memory.
Yeah.
When it's time to But yeah, Cyborg is a bitch.
Bruh, I ain't gonna hold you, bruh. If we ever get big, matter of fact, when we get big enough to the point where the nigga who plays Cyborg listens to this, hey yo, my nigga,
let me
tell you something right quick, G. I'm a better actor than you. I could probably play Victor Stone. Oh God. I probably won't cut my hair, but listen, dude, you gotta do better, fool. I know they probably didn't let you wear Jordans on the show, but don't do that no more. Like, don't wear
them ugly ass tracksuits. My nigga.
No, not even nigga. The shoes, the tracksuits was cool.
I didn't see the shoes.
You ain't see the shoes.
I couldn't look past the tracksuit because I feel like he could have wore some joggers and a t-shirt.
See the shoes.
He had on a whole tracksuit. Why was he so afraid to show motherfuckers that little arm? Motherfuckers thought that shit.
First of all,
cool.
His arm wasn't even. He wasn't even no Cyborg. The nigga had skin.
He's talking about, I didn't want to take my shirt off. Nigga. Boy, we know you a robot already.
What is she talking about?
She know you a robot. This bitch is burnt all over. You don't want to take your shirt off?
First of all, nigga, she told you to turn the damn camera off. So what the hell made you think that she didn't know your ass was a robot and got Tony Stark hurt under your damn jacket? Fool. You stupid.
What the fuck?
I'm about to show you the shoes, too. Stop playing.
Sorry, something went wrong.
I'm about to listen to some Steve. Y'all niggas should listen to Steve Lacy, man. He's a great artist.
Yeah, he is pretty cool. I was about to say, who's that? But then
I heard you listening to him in the shower one time.
He's still a lot of stuff. I'm actually getting back into Adele. Oh,
hey, Adele, you gonna make me play some Adele? Hold up.
Not Adele. I'm sorry. Fuck me. I'm sorry.
Adele. Sorry.
I didn't mean to get these motherfuckers mixed up. I love Adele too, but Amy Winehouse. That's who I meant to say. Amy Winehouse. I'll be getting back into Amy Winehouse. Amy Winehouse was fucking great.
Hey, y'all niggas don't. Oh, yeah. Nah, she still is, though. See, I think, because you don't say Michael Jackson was great.
You right. You feel me? You right.
So them ones, Jimi, Hendrix, Amy, all them niggas that died early, you still got to say they are great because they got take a draw early.
Nah,
well, Michael was 50. I'm not going to say it wasn't early, but you know what I'm saying.
Adele was part of the 20s. I'm sorry. Damn, I did it again. Good thing I didn't finish that sentence because that would have been wild as fuck.
She older than that.
Yeah,
cool.
that would have been wild as fuck still. But
you will be wild as shit,
Amy
though.
Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
It's the A's, bruh. It's the A's. I don't know. It's just
A-D and A-M.
It's just the A's. I don't know. It's letters. My brain is weird. All right. Amy Winehouse is part of the 27 Club. You know how she died?
She killed herself? Or she overdosed?
Accidental wine overdose.
Wine?
I'm sorry, not wine. I'm sorry.
I was about to...
Alcohol, though. It is alcohol. It could have been wine.
Yo, I was about to be like, that's the most ironic death ever. Think about it.
Yeah, that would have been. But they probably wouldn't have put that out. It wouldn't have put that information out. They would have just been like...
Alcohol.
Right. So it could have been a bottle.
What kind of alcohol,
But yeah, she was on other stuff, too. I think it was just heartbreak. She was really in love with her husband. And she did not want to divorce him. Like, her parents forced him to divorce her.
Damn.
Like, it was just a lot. And it, but it was a toxic relationship. It was really toxic.
Oh, on her side or his?
I think his. Because I think his. I watched this joint like 3 times already, but I keep missing details. Mm.
Well, she got a story out or something?
She got a whole documentary.
Word on what?
Ooh, I think it's on Amazon.
Bet.
I think it's on Prime TV. Mm-hmm. If not Prime TV, Hulu. Those are the only 2 things I can really think. The first song I ever heard by Adele was Hometown Glory.
Who?
Hometown Glory. You never heard that?
National Harbor.
Oh. But you never heard Hometown Glory? From my hometown.
See, you're not doing enough singing for me. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, look, don't you know how you don't know the melody the of song, the what's yeah, the name, see, but you don't know. You can't, the words won't come out. It just literally be.
You gotta give me more
all
tune.
All I know is Round My Hometown. That's literally, she's saying Round My Hometown. And then it go high pitch, and I don't know, I don't really know what the fuck she's saying. And that's not, I don't like to go look at the lyrics for every song. Some songs I really just want to hear it and learn the lyrics.
I ain't gonna lie, I only do that to my favorite rappers or a song where I'm like...
If I want to learn it fast, too.
Yeah, you go read them.
If I want to learn it real fast. If off bucks, if I listen to... It'd be... It's random, but like, if I listen to a song and it, I'm like, hold on, what the fuck? I heard... He got on Converse.
Get out of here, get out of here. Get this thing out of here. Fuck!
This man got on Converse.
No, bruh. They not Converse,
what
bruh.
What is they?
I don't know, dog.
Converse got cool, though. But I don't like seeing it with everything.
Nah, bro. These joints like some fake type
that,
ones.
His fucking, his trench torch. I love
The trench is OC. Larry's trench is OC.
Like, bruh.
Oh, yeah. And the Doom Patrol was in the Titans. When you gonna see him? One episode, though.
But Larry looked a little off.
It was the glasses. And he had a robe on instead of the jacket.
Yeah.
I mean, the cape.
But yeah, I've seen him without his... did it have
I? No. Remember the whole...
She ain't gonna be able to love you like I will. She... Bro, I used to come
look at
home.
Them joints, bro. What is those, fool?
I used to come home and listen to this whole album.
For real?
Sure. My album, my mother used to just come in my room like, are you okay? Are you sad?
No, Adele be cranking. I ain't gonna hold y'all, bro. Y'all don't understand.
Crank,
Adele bro. Really crank, fool. I'm a grown-ass
like,
man.
Even some songs to this day, like, I wouldn't listen. I probably wouldn't listen to a whole album of Adele to the, like, right now. Of her recent shit.
What is her recent shit sound
like? I heard a song off of this joint. Let me see. When We Were Young, Water Under the Bridge. That's it.
Oh, good look. It was a song I heard it right, and I was like, you would like that song.
It's the song that went viral on like TikTok that they keep listening. And I heard it. When I pick songs on my story for my story, sometimes I don't know those songs before
what?
I pick
for
them.
Real?
Yeah, sometimes I do not. Me putting songs on my story sometimes gives me new songs to listen to. Like most of the old Mac songs, I'm really
you
just
not
learning.
Hip to them joints.
I don't. Okay, it sucks. But when people
you're a wild nigga.
Listen. You know I'm not right. Finished. Let me finish. You not. I didn't tell you what sucks. It sucks when people die because
yes.
It makes me slow down on their music, especially when I not just got hip to them, but was like...
When did you get hip to Mac Miller?
Knock Knock? Knock Knock was the first... I'm trying to figure out how to fucking go. Damn! I think it's called Knock Knock, though. Oh, is that the name of the album?
Nah, you know how I'm called Knock
Kids
Knock.
Coming to the door again. It's let them in. Let them in. You know that song? Let them in. Let them in.
It's an old Mac.
That was the first song I heard by Mac. Then I stopped listening to Mac once him and Ariana Grande broke up.
Oh, you wild. And that's when he made the best music, fool.
Probably so, but I didn't go look for him. So if it wasn't like a radio hit.
If
it wasn't a radio hit, I ain't go look for him.
I'm about to peep you, Yang. Look.
So no, I'm taking my time. I'm not gonna play nothing. Automatic songs now.
I'm not gonna play them. I'm just showing you. You probably talking about something off one of these albums.
No, it's I know what album it's on.
Then it's on Kids.
Oh my gosh, phones with home buttons don't work.
Oh, you wild. You ain't
I think it's on Kids. 1, 2, 3, 4 Them crazy ass kids gonna knock up on your door, so let them in. Let them in.
I know a song. Oh, it's right here.
Knock, knock. It's called Knock, Knock.
Yeah, yeah. Nigga, I know this song.
Knock. I said that. He made me feel like there's no Did song I say called no? Knock, Knock.
Speaking of Mac Miller. No. Speaking of Mac Miller, I forgot what was happening. But shout out to my nigga Jenkins. Because he was rapping or something.
What's that?
And he said a line or something, right? And I was like, bruh, you know you really the Black Mac Miller, right? And he was like, he just started laughing. I was like, yeah, because he can't do it no more. And then we both looked at each other like, but yeah.
Mm-mm.
This junk was good.
Mm-hmm. We can't just say this junk. We still recording.
Oh, the Good AM, Mac Miller. You know what I'm saying? That was a great album. This came out my senior year summer. I was rocking to this joint. I was rocking to this. But shout out Mac Miller, man. Shout out to everybody Mac Miller knows. Yeah, that's good. What the?
How the fuck did that happen?
I don't know.
Who else is great? You said you were gonna show me a song though before you.
What?
You told me you were about to show me a song that you heard, and you was like, "I think you would like."
Oh, I was looking for that hoe. Look, I heard it on SNL, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Shawty was cranking that joint, young. Like, she was cranking that joint. I was like, "Oh, hey, she would fuck with that joint." You know what I'm about to do.
All right, but before you play it, tell me the artist too.
I can't find the bitch.
What the fuck?
I looked it up on Apple Music a brick ago and forgot to tell your ass.
You don't even know where it's
either. Hey. Yeah, she was cranking that shit. You got Hulu?
Uh huh.
Where that shit at, bro? I'm find that, bro.
Go no. I made a shortcut and nobody uses it.
Girl, this is your system. You know shortcuts, nigga. That's like.
I've been trying to show other people the shortcuts so they can use it too, but everybody forget.
Okay. Yeah. I know.
Dang, did we say everything we had to say about Doom Patrol? Oh, they left us on the biggest fucking cliffhanger.
Balls, balls, balls. There's blue. If T had balls, they'd be blue too. Like.
Like,
I can stamp that for it.
First of all,
niggas got waxed out, fool.
All right, let me say my theory. So,
gotta turn the Mac now.
The fake Miranda is taking over. The fake Miranda is taking over the everything. The whole fake Jane ass, Jane fake body.
Ass devil Miranda,
right? But the way she, nigga, come on now. Is that the right side?
Yeah.
Oh wait, it go in both either way?
No.
For I never looked at that MPs.
Come on, G.
I never looked at my new charger.
You smarter than me.
I thought maybe that's why I was so special. Well, because
you're supposed to be smarter than me.
I thought maybe that's why I was so special. It had a charger piece on both ends. You get universal.
Like, what the fuck? Does it make sense?
Why are cords different on different ends?
So you can plug it up.
But they don't have to be.
Yes, it do.
They don't have to be.
Where are you going
to
plug the other end?
Everything was the same shape in the same hole.
That means you have to manufacture all boxes, all phone ends, all chargers, all everything.
No, everything can have a dingling piece. Everything can have a dingling piece.
Bro, then that means they have to make extra shit because they Xbox got to make a dingling piece for their shit. Damn.
Look, if nobody
TV's got to make dingling pieces for HD cords.
If nobody ever stopped making the little box that the original box port that was going into everything, then everything would be the same hole. You said people just don't want to use the same hole. You said that's why people cheat.
What?
They like different holes.
What the fuck? Is that
what? Oh, shit.
Is that what it is?
People cheat because they like different holes.
Okay.
Because all holes feel different. Even buttholes.
Yo, hey, yo. We can't close like that. So, look. I'm going to tell y'all something. If you ever see a person with bandages on their body,
boho,
and sunglasses,
9 out of 10, they don't have a butthole.